This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Hopewell Ride or Die Pale Ale as we talk about Friday night flights. And then we're getting excited for the final Deepwood series release at Revolution. And Nick's gearing up for Sox Fest at Sox Park this weekend. All that more on this week's episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chabluski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
We put out a lot of videos this week. Got a couple reviews that went up. We got our Chug Life Miller High Life thing out there.
Right on. Got that Versus. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
I got so much High Life now.
Oh, yeah. High Life has a weird smell. At first, I thought it was like the dishwasher soap.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't. It was just High Life. It's just got a, it smells very clean.
Yeah, you got a, it's the beer that will survive after the nuclear blast. but yeah, check out the Versus series. I think we're going to have another one coming up soon with some hop bomb ones.
Yeah, that'll be fun, right? Yeah. Double IPAs with honey.
Yeah, super fun. Okay. But today, we're going a little easier. We were going hard couple days with, or last couple weeks with those double IPAs. We got some Hopewell Pale Ale.
Ride or Die. Mm-hmm. I like this one. I can recall vividly a couple years ago, maybe this year, just crushing these upstairs at Fobap.
Okay.
I think that's where I first had them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 5.5% just pale ale you can depend on. I like that.
This beer totally works, man. No frills. It's simple. It's straightforward. And it's working right now.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't think we had had it before. I know we've had a handful of Hopewell beers, but this one didn't ring a bell, and I didn't remember seeing the logo before. So, I don't know.
Not in the, they're banning the little cans.
Well, that's just Little Buddy.
Oh, it's just Little Buddy?
Just Little Buddy.
Okay, that's okay. So this is their standard offering, the tall boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Just like everyone. Cool. So we're gonna sip on these. You know, won't get too silly here. Those 8% beers.
That's
won't
right.
Catch
last
up to
couple
us.
Weeks, you've been bringing some big ones.
I almost picked up a chocolate, or it was one of Maplewood's beers, like chocolate layered stout with fudge, and I don't know, whatever, like one of those, right? And then I was thinking, we don't really have big stouts that we drink on the show because.
Well, the way it's usually a Tuesday at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but yeah, they're just too big. And we do IPAs and pale ales a lot because they're easy to drink, easy to talk, gotta conversate. A big 12% chocolate sticky stout.
Because we have problems rambling as it is.
Yeah.
So we get one of those, and then it's like, oh look, it's just two of us, and we're 90 minutes in.
I think we'll actually be kind of short this week, so I don't know. Everyone's not going to get their fix of us rambling. Because we did make it out, but we didn't make it out as crazy as we do in the summertime.
Yeah.
Thursday, we both went over to Eris.
Yes. Run by the goddess of chaos is Eris.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Irving Park? It's probably the Irving Park neighborhood, too.
Yeah, I believe so, because it's off of Irving Park, the road, or down Irving Park, the road.
Yeah, Michelle Foyk and Company,
mm-hmm.
And Haley Shine, Brewster? Brew? Yeah.
Yeah, I think, or just Brewer. Like
Brewer?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Don't need special names for ladies. They could be brewers,
that's
too,
true,
right?
Like, because, you know, it's award season, so just actors and actresses and just actors. Everyone is an actor.
Everyone's an actor.
Yeah, that's true.
So we were there, and you finally went inside.
Dude, this is my third time there, and it's my first time inside. So this
the patio wasn't open.
No, no patio action. So this is you take the elevator, the same elevator that's in like the old folks' homes, and then you go up to what, the second level?
Are there different elevators?
Yeah, I mean, some elevators are a little. Remember at that wherever we used to record this, they had the elevator with the gate.
Oh, that's like old school.
That's old Chicago right there. Wow. I lived in a building growing up in South Shore that had that elevator.
Gate, and you controlled it. You pulled the lever.
You pulled the lever, and then the doors closed. Like
yeah.
Well, the same doors that people got stuck in at Fobab and Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Those kind of elevators.
All right, there's that. But then elevators old people take.
Yeah.
And is that just normal elevator?
No, it's a slower.
Oh, it's a slower.
It's a slow because it's the same ones at Motor Row. They got the old folks elevators too, where it's just unusually slow. Yeah.
For like 2.5 flights.
It's the 2.5 to 5 flight elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. So we went up to like this mezzanine kind of area, which is
yes.
Weird little setup up there, but it's
because Aeris is a huge space, but the check-in booth and you know just like the little
merch
and the merch booth, this upstairs space is roughly the size of that. It doesn't run the length of the whole floor, the upstairs space.
Yeah,
the whole dining room floor on level one is. It's not as big as that. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can overlook it.
Yeah, you can look down on it. So
it was kind of snug in there, man.
Yeah, there was 8 breweries up there. There was. Beguile,
yes.
Aeris, Goose Island, Revolution, Great Central.
Oh, Great Central was there.
Phantom
Bohemia was there. Temperance, and Motor Row. Motor Row was next to
Rev.
Or somebody, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Temperance was next to Goose.
Yeah.
So, cheers to Aeris. We get to try their food.
Oh, I didn't eat anything.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of food there.
Oh, okay.
Mac and cheese and some vegan options and.
I got there a little late, so I didn't eat. I just ended up drinking, so
yeah.
I should have ate something before I left, but.
Yeah, so we're here for the Shy Friday Night Flights, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the preview because this party will be at, it's a party inside of the auto show. So the Friday night of the auto show falls on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And this was a preview for that. A sneaky peek. Not peak like mountain peak.
No.
Peak
like I think you put the wrong peak.
I put the wrong peak. That word always gets me. That peak. That word always gets me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just got an email. So these tickets we got.
Okay.
They include both tickets for you as well as your followers. These tickets include tasting passes as well as access to the show.
Nice.
Okay. So,
on the ticket itself, it doesn't really say that. It just says you got a tasting pass and you get 10 samples at the show.
Yeah.
When you go to the show's website, it says you can come. It's 13 for adults.
That was live news. We had that follow-up question before and it came in.
It was a little confusing. Yeah. It's like we're saying, what, you got to pay twice? Is it an add-on once you pay?
Yeah. So we have a few tickets here or at least one extra or two extra.
Yeah.
To either give away or if someone, you know. Sees us and they want to go to Friday Night Flights on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Which might be a hard sell.
You know.
A little bit.
Or it might work.
It
depends.
Maeve and I, we usually try to go out like the day before or the day after just because it kind of, it's a pain in the butt.
I usually try to start a fight around this time of year.
You don't have to sell. You're like, well, guess what? I found out Friday Night Lights or Friday Night Flights is that day. So, sorry, I'm going to this.
And I hate that color on you. You need to stop wearing it.
Okay, so we'll likely be there because I don't get to go to the auto show very often and basically have a pass now for the auto show and Friday Night Flights.
Right on.
And there'll be 12 breweries there. So who's missing? Who wasn't? There's a couple people that weren't at the little preview that are going to be there. So
yeah, if based on the Friday Night Flights format, right, it's probably breweries closest to maybe that venue. I'm guessing.
What Band of Bohemians there? Maybe
the Pilsen guys. Maybe a little Laginitis. Maybe a little Lulu. Maybe.
Or I was thinking. Chocolate cake guy.
Oh, Moody Tongue.
Moody Tongue.
Yeah, look, Moody Tongue's right there.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be them. You know, maybe they all couldn't make it to the preview.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't really. I guess there's not much to know, but there was an event for this, so I was kind of like, well, how long has it? Have you guys been doing this at the Bardo show? And, you know, how is this year different from last year's in the same spot?
Did you ask this?
Or? I didn't know any. I didn't ask any of this. Oh.
I thought you were like asking us like to ask these questions.
Yeah. It's all stuff we should have asked.
Right. Okay. But I believe this is only the second time because Friday Night Flights, this is like the third year of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's probably only two times, but. Got these little tasting glasses, which I think are going to be the same glassware that you'll see at the event.
Cupware. Tossware is what it says.
Tossware?
that's tossware. The same tossware as before.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't been to a Friday Night Flights, they are a good time. Like, they are usually outside in the neighborhood, so they are great. So I'm excited to check this one out that's like inside, and you get to see some other stuff. It'll be good.
Yeah. That sounds nice. We brought, Goose brought like five or six beers to this preview.
They brought kind of weak. They were weak.
A little weak sauce.
Yeah, Solo.
Solo. What else? The Lost Palette. Lost Palette. Probably Goose IPA. You know, SPF. I think SPF might.
SPF, yeah.
Over the summer, SPF was clutch. I think it's like Sophie with like some fruit in it, right?
Mm-hmm. But then Rev shows up with a
freaking stray jacket
and
a fucking VSOD.
Yeah,
they show a VSOD to this thing.
There was only maybe two dozen people in this place, so they were.
The brewers were just as many brewers as there was attendees.
So if you wanted a full, you know, glass of this, there was a lot of not caring. Like, hey, you're here for this event. Like, we brought this beer, just drink it, kind of thing. So.
Yeah,
straight jacket, full pores. Woo!
That was quite nice. You know, the Goose actually kind of liked the Solo. It caught me off guard. I was like, I don't understand this category. But then I had it, and it's like hoppy, like crisp, refreshing, hoppy 3% beer. I'm like, well, it's better than having like a seltzer. You know?
Sure? Nick, come on. We're trying to go to all fizzed up here.
Come back in March and ask me if it's better than having a seltzer.
After all fizzed up, you're going to be like, seltzer or die.
I'm rocking my seltzer or die fucking tank top.
We should just make merch and sell it after.
Seltzer or die, bro. I did like it. It was beer, and it tasted like beer, and it was 3%, and it was good, and it had a ton of flavor. So I liked it. And I didn't think I would. I was like, I don't know. I think you guys got it. You and Josh got it. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll try it.
Yeah, even the folks pouring it were kind of like, have you had this? I was like, yeah, it's fine. And they were like, yeah, it's fine. Like, there's not a lot of love behind it. It's just kind of like, yeah, it's good. It's not like, you're not going to wait in line for Solo.
That's true. And this is the beer answer to the seltzer craze. Because Dogfish, I think Dogfish has one, right?
Yeah, they have a slow IPA or something like that.
I saw that Bell's has a Lighthearted, which is like a 3% version of
that. Oh, really?
So, I mean, we're
Ballast Point or has a 99 like calorie beer or a 90 calorie one.
Fucking Lagunitas just has straight up hop water. Like, here's some water. It's fizzy. There's hops in it. I mean, I'm kind of curious, though. But, yeah, so we're starting to see that style make the rounds, man. So Goose is right there.
Yeah, cool. But if you don't see us and don't want one of these tickets, get a ticket for Friday Night Flights. Go to the auto show. It's a good excuse to do both.
I'm kind of excited about seeing the concept cars at auto show.
Mm-hmm.
I've took like 10 years off from the auto show.
10 years from looking at cars.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long time. But I need the steps, so I'm going to walk. I'm going to duck walk my ass around McCormick Place and look at all these cars. All
right, nice. Cool. But then speaking of Rev, they got an event coming up. unless there was something else we went to.
You know, that's actually all I did. Cheers to Josh Riley. Winning up a hop leaf for a round.
Oh, that's cool.
I got the quack.
Nice.
That's all I do.
Classic glass. Yeah. Just quack it up.
Quack. Give me a quack. That's all I did, man.
Nice. But and we didn't even get to drink much Eris beer, so you got to see how beautiful the inside is, but you didn't get to like experience.
And it sounds like, well, we tried to go to the fourth floor, but it sounds like this space, which is kind of it's mezzanine level. So it's a little snug, but they are building out an event space on the fourth floor, which really takes on a lot of the ornamentation of the building, right? Because it used to be a mosque, and used to be like some kind of like Korean church or something, right?
Right. So I then it's it was like a Jewish community center too.
It was all these holy places at one point, you know. Oh, and it's like the fourth floor. It takes up more of the building, and you get to see more of the building.
Like how it was built.
How it was built.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
The roof part is often like kind of interesting.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited about that, man. That was cool.
So Friday, the final 2019 Deep Woods series release.
You know, they've been here for us all season, man. You know, pitchers and catchers report in like 3 weeks, you know, so spring is on the way.
Oh, is that how you?
That's how I see it, man.
Oh, okay.
You know, February and then March, and it's opening day pretty soon.
Okay, once opening day happens,
then
winter's done.
Then you're in the mood.
Oh, okay.
But they held our hand through all this winter. They will be missed, man. Going over to Kedzie on those Fridays.
You can still go?
I mean, but yeah, it won't be wild like this. So they're going out with a bang, man. Cuvée de Grasse and the 10-year beer.
10X.
Yeah, it went with the X.
Mm-hmm. iPhone X.
Man, 10-year beer... Just on the label alone, man, I think it's got every beer they ever made on the label, which is pretty rad.
That's cool, yeah.
I don't know how we can name all the breweries that are 10 years old, you know. There's less than 10 of them, and then Cuvée de Grasse is like this, you know, this blend of all their favorites. I mean, it's so many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if we want to run through them. One,
when's
two,
the
three,
actual...
four, five, six, seven. Seven blends. In the Cuvée de Grasse.
When's the actual
Is it Grasse?
I think it's Grasse, yeah.
All right.
What's that show on? Isn't that show Degrassi on like CW? WB?
But that's like, yeah. I think Drizzy Drake was on that show. It's like the Canadian show, right?
When's the actual Rev 10 year? I remember Rev opening when I was at the Sexual Chocolate release.
Sexual Chocolate.
In Foothills. That's from Foothills.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North or South, one of those. In the Carolinas.
I remember the closing ceremony to Chicago Craft Beer Week was like 2012, was the opening ceremony of Rev Kedzie.
Okay.
But the pub, it was open before that.
Right, and the pub, it opened, I want to say it was Super Bowl weekend, because
I don't remember when the pub opened.
It was either the weekend, like the last game before the Super Bowl, or I think it was actually Super Bowl. I remember us in the car driving back on that Sunday and like Ken checking the score as we were driving in the car. So Super Bowl Sunday, I would say, is the 10-year. So yeah, it's right here. What, we're 2 weeks from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that sounds about right. So good for them, man. They just had a revamp on... What, they're basically their flagships at this point, the Chicago series.
So that's Heroes.
Yeah, they got the Hero series. And then I think their Fist City, Cross of Gold, and Rev Pills are kind of rebranded as its own series to complement the Heroes. And then they got the Deep Woods series. So they have their lanes.
And the Parson beer is widespread now.
Yeah. These Freedom of Expression.
Oh, yeah.
What are they? Kettle Sours. That's a thing. My favorite one might have been the last one. The one with the eagle claw on it, with the raspberries all in his town.
Oh, okay.
That one was really good. I had that for Christmas.
It's not Rosa? You sure? No, I feel like somebody told me, like, Rosa.
Freedom of Expression, a.k.a. Rosa. For the longest time, we thought they didn't fuck with us because we used to always talk shit about Rosa.
That's how you know spring's back when Rosa's here. So.
Fucking Rosa.
But yeah, we have a can of the 10-year cooling down the fridge right now, so we're gonna drink that and throw up a video of that one.
It's basically VSOJ with cherries. It sounds like, you know, we're talking to the AVV Chicago guys, and I think they were saying how they could have come out with a double barrel VSOJ, but instead of doing that. And I'd like to hear more about this because, you know, you hear everything we hear is kind of buzzed, chatter. But it's something like, instead of doing that, we just blended these. So this is a blend of 24-month, which is VSOJ, and straitjacket, which is 12-month. 12 and 24-month, right? If I got that right. If I can read. Yeah. Can you even read? Yeah, 12 and 24 months.
12 and 24, okay. Yeah,
so I'm excited for that one. And, you know, Cuvée de Grasse, we'll just read the variants real quick, man. It's 36% dry straight jacket, whatever that means.
Well, I don't like wet straight
jacket. Who the hell wants wet straight jacket? 17% sweet Death Tar from 2014. 17% Thunder Taker, which is a one-year-old barrel-aged rye stout. 14% Jamonilla. That's the one they aged in, who's the Irish whiskey? In Jamo barrels, yeah. 10% Gravedigger Billy. 3% sweet straight jacket. So,
okay, so
there's a dry straight jacket.
Sweet, but no wet.
No wet, not yet. We still got like four more blends. Okay. And then 3% sweet straight jacket Madeira. Yeah, so the last two were sweet straight jacket. One is sweet straight jacket port. The other is sweet straight jacket Madeira.
Hmm.
Those
okay.
sound like Spanish wine cask or some shit, right?
I think it would be fun. What's the tap list look like? Could you have these? Like, that would be amazing if the tap list had...
Like a deconstructed Cuvée de Grasse.
Yeah, so you could, like, try them and, like, blend it yourself and make your own. Oh, no, that was 4%.
I prefer...
Sweet straight jacket.
I prefer a little more dry jacket in my blend. Let's see. No, man. I don't see that yet. They got Old Very Mad Cow.
Okay.
Something called No Journey Psychouts. And a one-of-a-kind cuvee selected by Andy Louder.
Hmm. Okay.
Along with Project Sanctuary number 20. It's called Dumb All Over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this event is usually, it's cash only. Every beer is $5. Or every pour. They're not really beers. They're about, like, what, 6 ounces? Not even, maybe
you
5
get the
ounces.
Little cups,
five
right?
or 6 ounces for $5. So bring, if you're going to this, bring cash. Otherwise, you got to use their ATM. You know, you got to pay those fees. Don't mess with that.
Yeah, that's not how you want to roll.
Get some cash.
Yeah. And this is essentially a 10-year party. I was thinking this week when these came out, I remember there being a third-year beer because that was a barrel-aged, like a Belgian double.
Okay.
And I remember there being a huge poster for it at the party, you know, one of those banners that hangs from the ceiling. And there was, you know, like a priest or something on it, or a monk. But that was third year beer.
Okay. I don't know, monks and you. Yeah, you love them.
I just dress up for a monk for Halloween.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, like, any other year being celebrated like that. So this is a special occasion, you know, third year beer. I don't remember a 5-year beer.
No.
So 3 and 10. That's all we're getting.
Nice. And at Friday Night Flights, we got some fun merch. We got, you know, a Rev stocking cap.
Quite nice.
And then a pencil holder.
Is that what it is?
Right, isn't that?
I thought it was like, you know, for me, for my cash.
I thought it was for your pencils.
You know, for me,
like,
make a bank run, you know, just.
Like pens and pencils, like okay. Throw them in your bag, right?
Yeah. Got it.
Unless there's like another purpose for these that people use them.
Those are the bags that, you know.
Weed bag?
No, when the cash gets too full in the cash register and you gotta make a drop.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. But why would I need, like?
I don't know, man.
Show up to Rev for the Deep Woods, pull this out.
Racks.
Oh, yeah, then we got like a nice little bottle opener. So they were like.
They have a nice bottle opener.
A lot of merch going on.
Yeah. Chicago's Brewery, man. What's the Hefeweizen, the Gray Central one? So Gray Central was there.
Yeah, Gray Central was there.
Right on.
So cool. Look for us. Yeah, say hi. If you see us there. Maybe we'll bring one of these tickets and give it away if someone asks for it, if we remember. Also, don't count on us remembering. Cool. What else is happening this weekend?
Man, Sox Fest is this weekend. See? Right. Baseball references,
baseball,
man.
Not, okay.
White Sox Fest is the kickoff to the 2020 season. Goose
is it a beer fest or just a...
It's a baseball fest.
Okay, not like the beer, not the one that was in Sox Park.
Right, that was a doozy. That was fun, yeah.
Where you wore a different shirt every hour.
Every hour, yeah, I think we talked about it. Brad's like, you know what would be cool? I said, you wore a different shirt every hour at the Sox Park. I'm like, hell yeah, that'd be cool. So we ended up doing that. That was fun.
So Sox Fest celebrates White Sox.
Yeah, so players from past and present, and then all the merch that they gave away, you can buy it at a discount.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It's really just a big party to celebrate the
season. So you're going to
season.
Like fill out your wardrobe?
I'm going to fill out my wardrobe and then maybe take some pictures with, you know, AL batting champ, you know, Tim Anderson, you know, maybe Hall of Famer Frank Thomas, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know. Yeah, be a good time, man. Maybe RBI leader Jose Abreu, you know. Maybe get some pics with those guys.
Nice.
Really just hang out and booze and just wear all my Sox stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. So at a McCormick place.
Nice.
All weekend.
What's that? There's that Hawaiian shirt one, right? That like people love. Like, didn't someone try to buy that off of you somewhere?
I remember that. We were at Ultra Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I bought one from somebody at
You bought it off somebody?
Motorola. Like, not that one. I got two of them. I got a blue one.
Oh.
And I got a blue one that I bought off a Detroit Tigers fan at Motorola.
You were like, you're not a Sox fan. Give me that.
Give me the shirt. He's like, 50. I'm like, 30. It was free. Come on. He's like, 35. I think I ended up at 40. But I really want the shirt.
You're going to go there. It's going to be like 30.
That'd be good. I think Goose is making a special announcement at this thing. So I think Miller Lite vacated that place as a top sponsor for beer. And then Modelo took its place, but with a smaller percentage.
Okay.
But it's a big Revolution house. So every time you go and they have any free giveaways, you have to go up through the Revolution, what used to be the Miller Lite party deck.
Right, but Miller is their distributor, or was their distributor.
The Miller Network is still... Okay.
Revs.
It's still Revs distributor. I forget the name of what they're calling it now. Mm. Reyes. I think it's Reyes.
Okay.
Or Windy City. Whichever one, right? Oh, but so there's a huge Modelo presence and a huge Rev presence for the
last
couple
of years. But then Goose Island has their water park.
Yeah, but then Goose has a water park now. So this is an interesting space for beer, man. Because they got like 80 different local beers, all Chicagoland stuff. Yeah, Goose has, I think the Section 108 has like what they're calling the Goose Island. So there's like a little... bubbling brook that rolls down
the hose.
I'm like, man.
So it just like rolled out the hose and there's water.
You're using the term island loosely. This is a trickle right here, but this is a, you know, like this is like a, this is turning the sink on, man.
Yeah.
This is turning your kitchen sink on.
But Mars is like right down the street from this. He's like, I've walked from the red line stop there at 35th Street to Mar, or and vice versa. Like it's a long ass walk, but it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So you could, if when Sox starts, like going to Mars or
yeah, you could post game. We always post game at Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good hang, man. It's fun down there. Oh, but I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, but yeah, Goose might make an announcement. So Goose, Rev, and Modelo are the big. Beers down there, but so we'll see.
Nice. All right. Awesome. So those are the two events happening. What's that? Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Before we get out of here, we always have a little bit of news. What do we got this week?
Hell yeah, man. Let's talk about PBRs in the news. Mm-hmm. Well, their namesake, Captain Frederick Pabst, who's the he's the P in PBR.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Pabst Brewing Company.
Okay.
Right? Which, the way I understand it, is Pabst is a, what do you call it? They're like a, not a ghost brewery, but they're a...
Contract?
No, they're not a contract brewery. They just, they don't have an actual facility.
Gypsy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh, but anyway, they've unveiled a a new standalone IPA, man. It's a Captain Pabst is the brand.
Yeah.
And the first beer is this flagship IPA called the Seabird IPA. Yeah. So it's available in Wisconsin and Illinois. So it's named after Frederick Pabst, who was a ship captain on Lake Michigan. So he actually married into the Milwaukee Best Brewing Company, and they renamed it Pabst for him.
Okay, that's cool.
So I didn't know this before he was in the brewing. He was a sea captain, and his last ship was called the Seabird. Okay. So this is kind of an ode to him. So I'm gonna show you this. They sent out this neat little, what is this? They sent out this neat little it's like a little collector's kit.
It looks awesome.
With like, you know, there's a whistle, there's a compass, you know, there's gear, but then there's these cans of IPA. So. Oh, and then they have there's a Pabst up in Pabst Tasting Room up in Milwaukee that they're renaming.
Nice. Did you post Captain that Pabst picture? That's a nice
Not
picture.
Yeah, I got to post
That's
it.
A good picture.
I'm going to post it after this. I just took it. But yeah, the Captain Pabst Pilot House is going to open on March 28th. So, and that's his birthday.
That whole package and the can looks awesome. The name is stupid.
That's the guy's. Captain Frederick Pabst was his name, man.
I don't know. I'm not always on board. Like, I like the nautical, like, stuff, but yeah. The way it sounds is stupid. Like, Captain Pabst?
A CP. Man, could we had, like, done. 5 or 6 of those CPs, man.
Yeah, I kind of want to try it. It could be delicious.
I'm curious. So, it's brewed at Milwaukee Brewing Company, which it looks like it's a contract brewery that brewed the Iowa Crew. Decorah, Iowa. Toppling Goliath is one of their clients.
I feel like they could have did Captain Pabst, just should have did Seltzer. Like that, I feel like the nautical theme and Seltzer go so well together.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now, Brad. What are you even talking about? So this IPA, I'm curious. Magnum, Citra, Cascade, and Mosaic. 4.5%. Yeah.
But this is the same people who brewed Toppling Goliath stuff. Like, I kind of have high hopes for this. Like,
yeah. So I say we take it for a spin, man.
Yeah.
So.
Over here drinking High Life and Pabst. What is? We've really fallen off.
What's next here, man?
That's it. Oh, we'll be drinking the elusive Michelob Ultra that I've never seen anyone in my life drinking.
You're not the only one.
But it's the number one selling beer in the U.S.
We ran the numbers a couple weeks ago. And what do we say? Yeah.
It makes up like most of the beer
it's
bought.
It's ridiculous.
I've never seen this beer.
I can't name it.
I've never seen a tap handle of this.
Same.
I hear people talk about it. Like, I don't think it's true. It's not even, doesn't even exist.
But yeah, man, it's about time because we talked. Even when we went to Miller Coors a few years ago to the headquarters and we interviewed Lisa, she would always say, "Well, we've got the, you know, obviously we know how to make beer, but if we make an IPA and go nationwide, there's going to be a shortage.
It's too many hops.
We make way too much beer to be making these styles. So you should be glad that we're just making these lagers." That's what she would say. So.
I don't think they could even buy it now. That's probably why Seltzer is, one, such a huge hit, because it can be made very cheaply without a lot of, like, ingredients where...
Yeah, because they're just this fuzzy water and vodka.
Right. And with some, like, juice flavored, you know, it's clear soda, kind of.
Seltzer, man. I don't know. I need to have one that I can have more than one of.
You can have a seltzer you can believe in. That's the other shirt we should make.
Seltzer or die, and seltzer you can believe in. We need to get on this, man. We might make a couple bucks.
All right.
Yeah, that's it for news, man.
That's going to do it. You can steal our ideas if you want. Drunken ramblings. But look for us at the Deepwood series release. Look for Nick at Sox Fest.
Yeah, man.
We'll be at Uppers and Downers coming up.
Oh, shit. When's Uppers and Downers, man?
February. Yeah. We'll try to get Michael Tukeyser on, talk about that. And then we'll be back next week with another episode. We're also going to be recording another Beer Pass After Dark. We're going to drink a couple Beguile Big Hitters. And then we got another Beer Pass After Dark. We got Chris Jacobson coming up for
the hardcore craft beer, the Dark Side.
Dark Side episode. Emporium.
That's Beer After Dark, the Dark Side episode.
Yeah, so right, we got some fun stuff, and then we got interviews coming up with Pilot Project and Ravinia, and who else have we been?
Are they moved into that space yet? Are they all? Are they ready to rock?
They're getting close. They're getting close.
Yeah.
I said you gotta have tacos, and we'll show up. So feed us too.
Fucking Brad.
This is demands. All right, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Take care.
Cheers.